愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们最近在读哥罗西书。
So recently we've been reading the book of Colossians.
那如果我们哥罗西书读到最后
，When we get to the end，
就是哥罗西书的第四章。
Colossians chapter four.
从第九节开始。
From verse nine.
一直到结束。
To the end of the book.
保罗写了。好几个人啊
，Paul writes about many people.
是他在监牢里面所纪念的。
People that he remembers in prison.
那这个圣经啊是神啊感动人写的。
Now the Bible is written by the movement of God.
所以记在圣经里面的人物都是神所纪念的人。
So every character that is written is someone who is remembered by God.
圣经里面说已过的世代没有人纪念。
Because it's written that people do not remember those of the past.
将来的世代也没有人纪念。
And those of the future will not be remembered.
所以我们注定被忘记，这是事实。
And the truth is, we were destined to be forgotten.
但是竟然有一群人，他是蒙神纪念。
But there are some people who are remembered by God.
那这个纪念是永远的。
And they are remembered forever.
所以我们同样活着一辈子。
So we live a life.
都好像在戏台上演戏。
It is as though we are on a stage for a little while.
从人看，有的演得很精彩。
Now some people may have a very exciting performance.
那有的人演得很普通。
But then some may have an average performance.
但是这个都不重要。
It doesn't matter.
最重要是我们演的在神看来。是不是能 蒙他纪念
What matters is whether our performance will be remembered by God or not.
那有时候我们在读圣经看到摩西、以利亚、保罗、彼得。
So sometimes when we read the Bible and we see Moses, Elijah, Paul, and Peter.
确实做了很多的事情。
And we see how much they did.
差不多能够借着神的帮助改变那一个世代的信仰。
How they were able to turn the faith of the people of their time.
那我们就在想，我算什么？
And we may think, what are we?
所以当我读摩西、保罗，那这个好像不是我。
Because when we read about Moses and Paul, we think that's not me.
但是当我们在读哥罗西书第四章的这些人物
，But when we read about the characters in Colossians chapter four,
可能是一个很小的人物
，They may be very minor characters.
所谓很小，不是在神面前是我们人看起来这不起眼的一个人。
A minor as in, based on human point of view, not.According to God's point of view.
竟然能够蒙神纪念。
But they are worthy of God's remembrance.
那我们就想我们也是很小的一个人。
Then we may think, well, we are minor characters.
所以只要我们为神做一点事，我们也能够蒙神纪念。
As long as we do a little, God will remember us.
那这个就是我们生活的意义跟价值的地方。
And that is the value of our life.
当我们下台的时候，神纪念。我们所做的。
Yeah, for God to remember us when we exit the stage.
好，那我们现在再来看哥罗西书第三章。
So let's read Colossians chapter nine, chapter three.
第四章，哥罗西书
chapter four.
四章我们来看几个人物。
So let's study these characters.
第七节。
Let's start verse seven.
哥罗西书第四章第七节。
Colossians chapter four, verse seven. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me.
这个地方记载我亲爱的弟兄推基古。
So my beloved brother Tychicus.
那他是忠心的执事，跟我一起做主的仆人。
Faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord.
那这个推基古到底是怎么样一个人
？So who is this person？
如果我们看《使徒行传》二十章
，If we turn to Acts chapter 20，
《使徒行传》二十章
，Acts chapter 20，
二十章第一节
，Verse one， Verse one， After the uproar had ceased， Paul called the disciples to himself and embraced them and departed to go to Macedonia。
好，第四节
，Verse four。And Sopater of Berea accompanied him to Asia, also Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy and Tychicus, and Trophimus of Asia.
好，那在这里哈，啊，二十节说保罗啊乱定之后，保罗啊就往马其顿去。
So here it says Paul, you know, after he embraced them, departed to Macedonia.
那有一些人就跟他一起去。
And there were people who accompanied him.
那这其中有一个叫推基古。
Amongst them was someone named Tychicus.
那这个乱定是什么？这个做乱定啊，第一节哈，乱定之后是指的什么
？So he called the disciples to himself.
啊不
，up.
哦，这个就是
upward.
好。那这个就是指的十九章。
So let's look at what happened in verse 19 for reference.
十九章就是保罗到了以弗所。
So in chapter 19, Paul had arrived at Ephesus.
啊，然后有一个人行邪术的啊，来信主。
And there was someone who believed in the mystic arts came to believe.
啊，那如果看这个二十节。
And if you look at verse 20,
主的道大大兴旺，而且得胜。
So the word of God grew mightily and prevailed.
哦，那这个应该是一个好事情。
So that should be a good thing.
啊，借着福音让人离开拜偶像、拜魔鬼，来归向真神。
That's the people have been brought away from the magic arts to come believe in God.
哦，但是好事在对一些人来讲可能不是好事。
But this good thing is not good for some.
啊，如果我们看二十六节。
So look at verse 26. Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul had persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are not gods which are made with hands.
27节.
Verse 27. So not only is this trade of ours in danger of falling into disrepute, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana may be despised and her magnificence destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship.
那有一些人哈，就是借着人拜偶像来发财。
So there are some people who have grown wealthy because of idol worship.
那就借着人拜偶像啊，他有一个影响力。
And they've gained influence by the fact that people worship idols.
那现在保罗让很多人信耶稣，所以那个拜偶像的事情就没有了。
And now that Paul has persuaded many to believe in God, the worshippers of these idols are gone.
哦，他的钱财就断了财源，他的影响力也没有了。
These people have lost their source of wealth and influence.
哦，所以就开始引起暴乱来逼迫保罗。
And so, thus they caused a riot and persecuted Paul.
哦，所以整个城啊就乱起来了。
So this city fell into chaos.
哦，那保罗的生命也遇到危险了。
And Paul's life became in danger.
在这个很危急的情况之下。
So under this dangerous situation,
保罗他继续往下一个城去传福音。
Paul continued to preach the gospel in the next city.
所以保罗到传道的路后期啊，他已经不在乎自己的生命。
So towards the end of his ministry, Paul no longer cared for his own life.
能够把福音传开，对神有交代，这个就好了。
Yeah, what mattered was that he was able to preach the gospel.
但是在这么危险里面，有一个推基古跟他一起去传福音。
But in the midst of this dangerous situation, there's a man named Tychicus who followed him.
哦，所以在顺利平安的时候传福音，感谢主，那很好。
So when things go smoothly and we are able to preach the gospel, we thank God.
但是在很困难、要牺牲，甚至有生命危险的时候，也愿意传福音。虽然我们是一个微不足道的，但是这个工作本身。动作本身就是会蒙神纪念。
But when times are difficult and our lives may be endangered by the very fact that we are preaching the gospel, the fact that we continue to do so is something that's remembered by God.
哦，所以啊，推基古啊，在《使徒行传》里有记载他，在《哥罗西书》也有记载他。
So Tychicus is remembered in the book of Acts and the book of Colossians.
哦，这是我们能够蒙神纪念的一个原因。
And that is one reason why we can be remembered.
我们愿意为神来牺牲奉献。
Because we are able to sacrifice and give to God.
好，然后我们看第四章的第八节，哥罗西书。
Go turn back to Colossians chapter 4, verse 8.
请。好，最后一句话哈，又叫他安慰你们的心。
So that he may and comfort your hearts.
好，所以。推基古到最后就是要被打发到哥罗西去，让他们得到安慰。
So Tychicus was being sent to comfort hearts.
啊，那怎么能够得到安慰？
How does one receive comfort?
因为当推基古到了哥罗西书啊，哥罗西这个地方，把福音传开，把神的恩典降临，都告诉保罗啊，大家就得到很大的鼓励。
Tychicus will come and share all of God's grace and His blessings, and that will lead to comfort.
因为表面上看到很大的危险。
So in the face of danger,
那最后神同工，福音又往外传出去。
The gospel continues to spread.
哇，那这个真是很大，给人很大的鼓励。
This is great encouragement.
我记得86年到肯亚到加纳去传福音。
So I remember in 1986, I went to Ghana to preach the gospel.
那以后接下去十年了，我差不多每年都去。
So from then on, I went every year for about 10 years.
那每一次到那里的工人就会跟我们讲哦，最近福音又传到哪里，谁又得神的恩典，哪里又有神迹奇事。
So every time I went, the workers would share about where the gospel has been preached to, where they have seen signs and wonders and miracles.
哇，真的。这一些神同工、神赐福气的见证啊，就是我们的安慰。
So these testimonies from co-workers is a source of comfort.
啊，这个就是做圣工的报偿。
And that is the reward of doing God's work.
哦，所以做圣工的报偿不是说用钱来衡量。
So the reward of doing God's work is not something we can measure by wealth.
我们感觉到为神做了一件事情，觉得这很有意义。
But when we feel that we have done something meaningful for God,
啊，那我们看到我们所做的果效对人有帮助，那这个就是很大的安慰。
And we see the fruit of our labors, that is the source of great comfort.
那这个就是我们的报偿。
That is our payment.
好，所以这是第一个啊，蒙纪念的人物。
So this is what the first person that's being remembered.
好，两千年后我们再倒回去看，发现哎，他是蒙纪念的。
So 2,000 years later, we can look here and see why he is remembered.
好，我们现在回来看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 4.
第四章第九节。
Verse 9.
好，哥罗西书四章九节，请读。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 9. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here.
这里第九节提到阿尼西姆。
So here it speaks of Onesimus.
哦，那这个阿尼西姆到底是谁
？So who's Onesimus？
怎么保罗会把他写在圣经
？Why is he recorded here？
啊，如果我们看啊腓利门书。
If we look at Philemon。
啊，我们现在来看腓利门书。
The book of Philemon。
啊，腓利门书就是提多书的后面。
It is the book after Titus.
啊，提多书就是提摩太后书的后面。
And Titus is after 1 and 2 Timothy.
好，我们看腓利门书。
So let's look at the book of Philemon.
第十节。
Verse 10.
好，请。
Verse 10, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains.
啊，十一节。
11, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me.
这里保罗提到腓利门。
Here Paul speaks of Onesimus.
阿尼基姆哈。
Oh, Philemon talks about Onesimus.
呀，啊，这个地方讲哈。
So here it says.
啊，说我在捆锁所生中所生的儿子阿尼基姆。
So I, my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains.
那怎么生？就是传福音给他。
How was he begotten? By the preaching of the gospel.
那他受洗重生啊，这个就等于保罗生了一个福音的儿子。
He was baptized and was birthed.
好，那接下去啊，第十一节，他与以前与你没有异。
Verse 11, who once was unprofitable to you.
哦，但是现在啊，与你我都有异。
But is now profitable to you and to me.
好，那到底是什么？
So how is this?
为什么说本来与你无异？
How was he once unprofitable?
啊，如果我们看啊，同样腓利门书。
If we continue reading in Philemon.
十六节。
Verse 16. No longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord.
哦，所以原来这个阿尼西姆是一个奴隶。
So.Onesimus was once a slave.
啊，那奴隶本身啊，这个在神的国里面跟神也是没有份的。
So slave would have no part in God's kingdom.
哦，然后他又 后来又跑掉了。
But he was someone who departed.
啊，可能又拿了一些东西跑掉了。
He might have stolen some things before he ran away.
啊，所以他是有一些错误的。
So he had done some wrong.
啊，那现在信了耶稣以后。
But now that he believes in the Lord Jesus.
啊，他就变成神的工人。
He is now has become a worker of God.
啊，那与保罗同工。
And he is a co-worker of Paul.
啊，所以就变成啊，对福音的工作有益。
And he is beneficial to the work of the ministry.
哦，所以虽然是一个奴隶，到最后还是被记在圣经里面。
But even though he was once a slave, he is someone that is recorded in the Bible.
哦，所以不管我们信主以前是什么人。
So it doesn't matter who we were before we came to believe.
我们可能是一个醉酒的。
Perhaps we may be a drunkard.
我们可能是一个赌博的。
Or we are a gambler.
哦，我们是可能做很多的坏事。
We may have done many evil things.
那这更显明神拣选我们的恩典。
This all goes to show God's grace in choosing us.
我们是不可爱的，但是神赦免我们的罪。
Because we were unlovable, but God forgave our sins.
那信主以后，我们就开始来传福音。
But once we come to believe, we preach the gospel.
在教会来侍奉神。
We serve the Lord in church.
那我们就变成教会里面一个很有用的人。
We become someone useful at church.
啊，怎么知道我们很有用？
How do we know if we are useful?
如果有一天我们不在，
If one day we don't come,
教会觉得，哎，好像少了一个人。
And people wonder, hey, how come we're missing someone?
为什么？
How come?
因为他平常在教会做很多事情，现在忽然间他没有来了，就好像那些事情没有人做。
Because this person usually does a lot at church, but once when they're not here, then No one's doing the work.
那我们就是在教会变成有用的人。
So we become someone who is useful.
哦，那当时的阿尼西姆就是这样。
And this was Onesimus during his day.
在福音的工作上，他是变成有用的人。
He became someone who was very useful in the work of the gospel.
所以他就是蒙神纪念。
And he was someone that was remembered by God.
所以每一个人都可以蒙神纪念。
And we could all be someone who is God remembered.
但是就是活着，一定要对神的事情哦。第一个要关心，第二个要投入。
We just have to be one, be concerned with God's work, and we have to involve ourselves in His work.
连最小的事情你都去做，神就会纪念。
Even in the most insignificant of things, God will remember you.
那我们在神面前就可以留名。
And then our name will be remembered.
所以这是从奴隶变成工人的阿尼西。
So Onesimus was someone who was once a slave and who became a worker.
好，那我们现在再来看。回来看哥罗西书第四章。
Go back to Colossians chapter 4.
好，哥罗西书的第四章。
Chapter 4, Colossians.
第十节。
Verse
10. 啊，请。
So Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him.
这个地方讲啊，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你的安。
So Mark, the cousin of Barnabas greets you.
那第十节的前面特别讲与我一同坐监有两个人，第一个是亚里古达第二个是 Mark.
So there are two fellow prisoners. One is Aristarchus and one is Mark.
为着福音坐监这个是牺牲很大。
So it is a great sacrifice to be imprisoned for the work of God.
但是这个将来在天国赏赐也很大。
But it is something that will be greatly rewarded in heaven.
常常人为着世界上更高的一点酬劳什么都可以奉献。
Sometimes we will give our all for just a little bit of gain in this world.
连健康连家庭都可以出卖。
We can sacrifice our health and our family.
但是如果我们愿意为神的国像我们为着世界上这样奉献。
But if we can work as hard for God's kingdom as we do for our world, this world,
将来的赏赐是大的。
Then great will be our reward.
所以这里提到 Mark.
So here it mentions Mark.
那这个马可会记载在圣经，不是因为巴拿巴的原因。
So Mark is recorded not because of Barnabas.
虽然这里讲巴拿巴的表弟马可。
Even though it is mentioned that he is the cousin of Barnabas.
但是我们圣经读一读，不是因为巴拿巴的原因。
But if we read the Bible, we know that he's remembered not just because of his relationship with
哦，所以教会里面的关系哦，跟我们在世界上是亲戚、是朋友是没有关系的。
So our relationships in church is they're separate from our familial and friend social relationships.
可能是我们的亲戚、我们的朋友带我们来教会。
Perhaps our family member or a friend brought us to church.
但是到最后，我们能不能蒙神纪念，这是我们跟神的关系。
But in the end, It really depends on our own relationship, whether we are remembered by God or not.
好，那马可到最后在圣经记载有名，这个也有一段路程。
So there was a journey involved that led to Mark being remembered.
不是每一个人信耶稣，就是好这样一直往上，信仰一直往上升。
So not everyone who believes will always follow an upward trajectory.
马可的信仰经历也是这样。
And such was the case with Mark.
好，我们看《使徒行传》十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 12.
使徒行传》的十二章。
Acts chapter 12.
二十。
Verse 20. 25.
使徒行传》十二章二十五节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 25. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem, where they had fulfilled their ministry, and they also took with them.John, whose surname was Mark.
在十二章里面
，in chapter 12,
记载彼得被下监。
It records Paul's imprisonment.
那他出了监牢以后第一个他想去哪里
？Peter's imprisonment. Where did he want to go upon release?
就是十二节。
In verse 12,
叫称呼马可、约翰的约翰他母亲玛利亚的家。
So he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark.
所以玛利亚是一个很热心的信徒。
Mary was a very zealous believer.
因此彼得下监的时候，在玛利亚的家，一群人特别在祷告，为彼得祷告。
When Peter was imprisoned, a group of believers prayed at the house of Mary.
这个彼得出了监牢以后，他想一想，到底教会这么多人，我是要去哪里
？And as soon as he was released, he thought, "Well, there are so many members. Where do I want to go?"
我就想到玛利亚的家。
He thought, and then he thought of Mary's house.
那一个这么热心的玛利亚，她有一个儿子叫做马可。
Now Mary, this very fervent believer, had a son named Mark.
那巴拉巴就带着马可一起去传福音了。
So Barnabas also took Mark with him to preach the gospel.
这个一个很重要，就是要栽培年轻的一代。
And this is also a lesson about the importance of training the next generation.
能够来承接教会的圣工。
So that they can continue on the work of the church.
所以主耶稣开始出来传福音，他就拣选十二个门徒。
Jesus Christ began his ministry by selecting his 12 disciples.
那保罗开始传福音，他也要栽培下一代。
Paul also started his ministry and selected his next generation.
所以马可的约翰就去了。
So Mark, also known as John, followed.
但是爱主的心很好实际开始参与圣奉侍奉这是一个挑战。
So it is good to love God, but when you participate in holy work, that is another challenge.
所以到了十五章。
In chapter 15,
如果我们看《使徒行传》的十五章
，If we look at Acts chapter 15,
三十七节
，Verse 37,
使徒行传十五章三十七
，Acts chapter 15, verse 37. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark.
三十八节
，38. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work.
所以后来就马可就离开了保罗。
So Mark at some point left Paul.
为什么
？Why？
因为虽然保罗很出名会行神迹，也很会讲道理。
So even though Paul was famous, can perform miracles and can speak eloquently.
但是跟着保罗不是这么简单
But it is not easy to follow Paul.
一下被石头打，一下被棍子打，一下被追，一下肚子饿。
So sometimes you're stoned, then you're hit with sticks, sometimes you're chased.
所以马可就跟不下去就走了。
So Mark couldn't continue on, so he left.
所以一个人如果真的要侍奉神不是那个感觉很好而已，真的要受苦的决心。
So it isn't just a feel-good venture to follow Christ. It requires a determination.
所以马可信仰的低点、侍奉的低点就是他离开保罗就走了。
So his first low point in his faith.Was when Mark left Paul.
但是一个好点就是后来马可有回头。
However, he did come back.
可能到世界上走一走又觉得说哎呀还是回来侍奉神比较好、啊、
So perhaps you wander the world a bit and realize it's still better to serve the Lord、
哦、所以他又回来
And so he came back、
哦、那保罗就觉得这个精神不好不能带他去
But Paul thought he doesn't have a good spirit I'm not taking him、
啊、那巴拿巴、啊、这个人就比较心胸广大、哦、再给他一个机会
But Barnabas had greater love and he thought let's give him another chance、
哦、就接纳的马可
He received Mark.
但是后来保罗到年纪大的时候
But eventually in his old age,
他就发现了马可真的有改变。
Paul realized that Mark changed.
他第一次跟着保罗的侍奉跟后来回头以后的侍奉 不一样。
Mark's initial servitude was different in his later days.
好，我们看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书的第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
十一节。
Verse 11.
好，请。
Only Luke is with me.Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry.、
哦、这里讲、啊、要把马可带来。他对提摩太讲，把马可带来。
So here he tells Timothy, get Mark.、
哦、他在传道的事上对我有益。
For he is useful to me for ministry.、
哦、这个是保罗写的最后一封信。
This was the final letter of Paul.、
哦、马可在传福音的事情上是有帮助的。
So Mark is useful for the ministry.、
哦啊、这一句话就是对马可的侍奉一个正面的评价。
So this is a very positive reflection on his servitude.、
哦、差不多就是我们在教会、啊、那一个信徒、哦、对圣工是有帮助，这一句话是非常好的。
So when someone says, hey, this person is good for the ministry, that's a high praise.、
啊、所以我们如果曾经经历过侍奉的低点，没有关系，还可以再回头。
So it's okay if we face some low points in our servitude. We can still come around.
要忘记背后，努力前面。
Forget the past and strive forward.
主耶稣可以接纳彼得，他否定耶稣三次。
Jesus received Peter even though he denied him three times.
这里主耶稣也接纳马可。
And Jesus Christ also remembered Mark.
他曾经进入低点又离开，现在又回来。
Even though he fell into a low point and left, he came back.
只要我们愿意回头。
As long as we're willing to turn back,
继续侍奉就能够蒙神纪念。
And continue to serve, then God will remember.
好，我们现在回来看啊，哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 4.
啊，哥罗西书的第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
啊，第四章的十二节。
Verse 12. Epaphras.Who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.、
啊、先看十一节哈。
Let's actually start with verse 11.
十一节。
Yeah. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my own only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me.
这里提到、十一节哈，耶稣又称为狄士都。
So, verse 11, there's Jesus who is also called Justice.
他是、啊、奉割礼中只有这三个人为神的国与我一同做工。
So, they are the only fellow, he's one of the only fellow workers of the circumcision.
啊，这个奉割礼、啊、就是在《使徒行传》十一章。
So, circumcision is spoken of in Acts chapter 11.
啊，如果我们看《使徒行传》十一章。
Acts chapter 11,
第二节
verse 2. So verse 2, and when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him.
这里、啊、保罗为、当时的、彼得、哦、为当时的哥尼流洗礼。
So this is after Peter had baptized Cornelius.
然后他回到耶路撒冷。
And he returns to Jerusalem.
就遇到一批人。
And there he met a group of people.
哦，那这个是奉割礼的门徒。
They are those who are of the circumcision.
啊，他是信耶稣，但是他也遵守犹太人的传统，所以受割礼。
So these are people who believe in Jesus Christ, but also follow the Jewish practice of circumcision.
那这一群人本来是反对当时福音传给哥尼流的人。
So these group of men were against the preaching of the gospel to Cornelius.
哦，但是到最后只有三个人。
But eventually there are three of them.
为神的国一起做工。
Who worked for God's kingdom.
哦，所以这个三个人就是变成很突出了。
So these three are different.
一群人这么热心去遵守传统。
So there was originally a group of people who were so zealous in following tradition.
但是到最后真的为神的国出力只有三个人。
But eventually, there were only three remaining people who continued to pursue God's kingdom.
所以教会有教会的传统。
So the church has its church traditions.
但是我们遵守传统，有的传统是好的。
But some traditions are good.
但是到最后，我们能够热心来传福音，这是最好的。
But what is best is if we pursue this preaching of the gospel.
有时候遵守传统本身呢，不一定能够让我们变成义人。
Because just following tradition does not make us righteous.
但是真的热心来服侍神，这个才能够真的蒙神纪念。
Having the zeal to preach his gospel is what is remembered.
好，让我们回来看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
十二节。
Verse 12. 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
这里提到有一个人叫做以巴弗。
So here, this passage talks of Epaphras.
那这个以巴弗如果我们刚刚读那个腓利门书，我们再回来看腓利门书。
If we look back to Philemon,
二十三节。
Verse 23. So Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ, greets you.
二十三节讲与我同坐监的以巴弗问你的安。所以以巴弗跟保罗一起下监。
So Epaphras was imprisoned along with Paul.
这个不简单啊。
This is no easy thing.
为什么圣经会记载他？
Why was he recorded?
他真的愿意为着信仰付代价。
Because he was willing to pay the price for the gospel.
所以保罗下监他没有跑掉啊，他还跟着保罗一起下监。
So he didn't run away when Paul was in prison, he went into prison with him.
好，那我们再回来看哥罗西书第四章。
So let's turn back to Colossians chapter 4.
好，十二节。
Verse 12.
以巴弗还有一个优点，如果看十二节下面，他在祷告间常常为你们竭力的祈求，所以以巴弗很会代祷。
So from this passage, we can see that Epaphras was very good at praying for others.
有时候我们为要做圣工不晓得我要做什么。
Sometimes we don't know how we should help out with holy work.
带慕道者我也没有什么朋友。
I don't have many friends to bring to church.
要讲道我也不会。
I'm not good at speaking.
要翻译我也不会。
I can't interpret.
要煮饭我也不会。
I'm not good at cooking.
那我在教会能做什么？
What can I actually do?
这个是一个很好的例子。
So this is a very good example.
所以他提到以巴弗，他在祷告间常常为你们竭力的祈求。
So Epaphras always laboring fervently for you in prayers.
所以有时候一个人信仰能够持守得住。
So for a person to be able to uphold his faith.
除了神的保守之外。
Besides God's protection.
其实有时候是有一群人真的很热心在代祷。
There's also a group of people who are probably praying for you.
像以巴弗这样。
Like Epaphras, for
example. 所以每一天都可以服侍神。你想到教会里面比较软弱的灵性肉体的，或者慕道朋友不断的为他祷告，这个就是在侍奉神。
So we can do God's work every day. We can pray for those who may be weak in faith or maybe for truth seekers.
好，那他祷告什么？这个也是很特别。
So what did he pray about? Is quite unique.
如果我们再继续看。
We continue reading.
愿你们在神的旨意上得以完全。
That you may stand perfect and complete in the will of God.
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
一生的果效从心发出来的。
So the fruit of our labors comes from the heart.
那在神的旨意上完全就是我们心里面的想法、价值观、决定都是合神的旨意。
So to stand perfect means that all our values and our thoughts and our actions are perfect.
那如果这个心是完全在神的旨意里面，这个生活就是能够蒙神纪念。
If our heart is within the will of God, then our entire lives will be remembered by God.
所以以巴弗就是这样祷告。
And that is what Epaphras prays about.
神啊，你让哥罗西教会的信徒在你的旨意上能够完全。
God, please may the members of the church be perfect in your will.
为他们的灵性祷告。
So he prays for their spiritual faith.
然后下面一个。
And following,
信心充足，能够站立得稳。
And to stand firm. And complete.
对主耶稣有充足的信心，信仰才能站立得稳。
Because when they have absolute faith in the will of God, then they can stand firm.
所以他不断地为哥罗西教会的信徒祷告，求主加添他们信心。
So he prays for the church, the members of Colossian church, that they can be perfect.
每一次我们看到人洗礼都很高兴。
We're always very happy to see people getting baptized.
但是有的三年，有的五年就不见了。
But sometimes they disappear in 3 or 5 years.
当初信耶稣，他不是想得到天国吗？
Didn't the person want to receive heaven?
怎么不见了呢？
Why did they disappear?
就是信心软弱。
It's because of a weak faith.
风一吹就倒了。
The wind blew and they fell.
所以现在以巴佛这个祷告啊。一致求神让每个人信心坚固能够站得稳。
So Epaphras prays so that everyone can stand firm in their faith.
哇，这个祷告也是非常美好。
This is a very wonderful prayer.
好，那我们再来看下面一个。
Let's continue reading.
好，然后我们回到哥罗西书第四章。
So let's return to Colossians chapter 4.
十四节。
14. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you.
下面一个就提到亲爱的医生路加。
The beloved physician Luke.
当时当医生一定很多人。
So there are many people who were doctors back then.
为什么圣经会特别提说他是亲爱的弟兄医生路加？
So why would the Bible say this is the beloved physician Luke?
不是医生这个头衔。
So it is not because he is a doctor.
你如果看路加曾经跟他们一起在监牢里面。
Luke was once imprisoned with them.
这就不简单了。
That is not easy.
再来，如果我们看路加福音。
If we look at the book of Luke.
路加福音是谁写的？
Who wrote the book of Luke?
是路加写的。
Luke wrote it.
那使徒行传是谁写的？
Who wrote the book of Acts?
我们看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
《使徒行传》的第一章，第一节。
Verse 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
这里讲，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行的教训。
So the former account I made of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
因为他当医生头脑比较清楚所以他很会研究然后把他很有条理的写出来。
So being a physician, he was very intelligent, so he was able to also remember things better and write down all that happened.
所以使徒行传很有条理圣灵怎么工作从耶路撒冷一直到保罗到罗马写得很清楚。
So the book of Acts was written in a very organized manner.
这个就让我们想起来工作跟侍奉是什么关系
？So it makes us think what is the relationship between work and servitude.
我们是活着为工作，还是工作为活着
？Do we live to work or do we work to live？
如果活着为工作，那就很可怜。
If we live to work, then that is very sad.
那如果工作是为活着，我们的态度就很正确。
But if we work so that we can live, then that is the correct attitude.
因为每一天生活都要钱，所以我要工作。
Because we need money, so that's why we work.
那问题是活着要做什么
？But then, so what do we live for then?
路加就给我们一个很好的榜样。
Luke sets a good example.
他有这个恩赐，他可以分析，可以归纳，可以写作，所以现在写的路加福音，写的使徒行传。
He is gifted in the work in analysis and organized in arguments. So that's why he left us the book of Luke and the book of Acts.
所以即使当一个医生，他也可以用他的恩赐来侍奉神。
So even as a physician, he is able to use his gifts to serve the Lord.
这就是为什么圣经记载他的名字。
And that is why the Bible records his name.
所以我们在世界上每个人都有他的职分。都有他的工作。
We all have our work to do in this world.
但是当我们用我们的恩赐来侍奉神，我们就可以蒙神纪念。
But we will be remembered when we use our gifts to serve the Lord.
好，让我们再回来看第四章的十二节。
So let's look back at Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Verse 14. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you.
OK, 十四节还有一个迪马。
Demas.
对。那这个迪马如果我们到了提摩太后书的第四章。
In 2 Timothy chapter 14.
我们看提摩太后书第四章的第十节。
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10.
请读。
For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed from Thessalonica, Cretans from Galatia, and Titus for Dalmatia.
所以迪马在哥罗西书的时候，保罗纪念他。
So Demas is remembered in the book of Colossians.
那到提摩太后书，保罗的最后一封信啊，保罗的最后生命的一个时刻，迪马已经不见了。
But in 2 Timothy, during the final moments of Paul's life, Demas is gone.
为什么
？Why?
他贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我了。
Because having loved the present world, he's departed.
所以信仰的可贵就是要坚持到底。
So the value of our faith is that it is upheld till the end.
如果迪马能够坚持到底。
If Demas was able to uphold till the end,
在哥林提摩太后书，他写法就不一样了。
Then the recording would have been different in 2 Timothy.
所以我们每一个人都有一生可以活。
We have an entire life to live.
那将来神要怎么论断，要评论我们？
Now how will God judge us?
这个在乎我们每一个人自己的决定。
It all relates to our own personal decisions.
我在神的面前，我要怎么活，这是我的决定。
It is up to us to determine how we want to live before Christ.
但是神会解结论。
But God will write a conclusion.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
468。
436。
我们最后祷告结束就唱这一首副歌。
So we will sing the refrain from this.